We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
State Senator and NY27 candidate Chris Jacobs joining us live this morning. Chris, the field of candidates for NY27 has grown with the candidacy of Stefan Mihailu, which brings to four the number of Republicans that want the seat left by the vacancy from Chris Collins. What's your reaction to Mihailu getting in?
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to chat a bit about this race. Stefan has really been in the race all along. He's at every event is had around the 27th district. So not really surprised. I frankly wondered why it took so long for him to formally do it. But it might be just in the anticipation of this meeting coming up over the weekend with county chairs.
What do you make of his constant attacks on you? You know, you are the one singled out amongst all the declared Republicans by him.
Many have told me to take that as a compliment, that I'm the leader right now in terms of this campaign. So it seems like I'm the one that bears the brunt of most of the attacks. But I think that the voters and the leadership understand that and don't really pay much attention to it. And I'm just talking about my record as a conservative Republican, my record as a person who's, I believe, contributed well to this community, as a business person, as a person who started a charity for the Bison Fund for kids around the eight counties of Western New York, and what I've done in my public service in terms of serving as Erie County Clerk, now as state senator. So those are the things I'm focusing on, and people can decide to criticize others. I really have focused on more what I'm for, what I'm about, what my record, not criticizing people that I frankly consider friends.
You know, Stefan calls you a liberal Democrat in disguise. Is there anything in your past that would demonstrate that?
There's not, and it's unfortunate. You know, some of the accusations, the PolitiFact, which is an entity that really is an independent third party that analyzes accusations, they view this as false. So, you know, it's unfortunate when people say things that are not true, and also when they are called out, they continue to do it. And, you know, this belief that if you just say a lie long enough, it becomes true. And it's unfortunate that people do that. I think it breeds cynicism in terms of the public discourse. But again, all I can control is what I can do. And I'm talking about the facts. I'm talking about my record and talking about what I'd like to do if I had the honor to serve this district in Congress.
You mentioned the meeting set to take place this weekend. Are you expecting to learn then who the pick will be for who runs in a special election? What is the timeline as far as you're concerned? Because there's not too many weeks left before it actually happens.
Well, of course, this is not under my control, so the eight county chairs will have to determine their timeline. My message would be it needs to happen quickly. We don't have much time for this race. I've been not waiting on this. I think I've been, you have to start planning. So I have a game plan. I'm funding wise ready to go because April 28th is not far off. Nate McMurray is up and running. He's raising money nationally. He's going to be a tough contender. He almost won last time. This is going to be, the governor called this election on the 28th for a political reason, because he knew it would benefit the Democrats. There won't be anybody running against President Trump in the primary, so not a very high Republican turnout on that side, but there could be 5, 6, 7 Democratic candidates for president all drawing out Democrats. So even though this is an overwhelmingly Republican district, for this election, this special election, it's very challenging for Republicans. So we need to get going, and I believe somebody that has the ability to win tough races, and I think I have that track record.
You know, you're really all in on this, right? Because if you lose, You're not falling back on your Senate seat.
Correct. Yes, I've viewed myself to be a person that goes in and tries to make a difference and then come back out to the private sector. So I've loved serving in the Senate. I think we've done some good things here, but Congress is something I've always felt that I'd like to do if the opportunity came. And frankly, I think my experience over the years in the public sector as a business owner, serving in every level of government for a period of time, has made me equipped to be an effective member of Congress, and I think this is the right time for me, frankly.
If you're not chosen to run in the special election, are you going to continue to run for a Republican primary and beyond?
I'll say this. I certainly hope that I'm chosen for the special election because I do believe I'm the best candidate to win the special election. I will support whoever the committee chooses in the special election.
And are county chairmen only talking to declared candidates right now? Could that also have prompted the decision by Stefan to announce last night?
It very well could have. I mean, I think that's only fair. There's being declared, and I don't know if Stefan set up a federal account. There's a whole accountability element that is going to be on him now that he hasn't had before. Those are things that, I think the committee should ask, the chairman should ask that question.
All right. Well, it's all interesting stuff and entering crunch time. That's Chris Jacobs, state senator, joining us live. Chris, thank you for the time. The MY27 race for Chris Collins' vacated seat heating up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.